So how can we prove? How can someone, if you want to have it proved to you, how can someone prove to you that all living beings are our mothers? The only way that can happen is if we understand clearly, correctly, the actual nature of our mind. Okay? The nature of our mind. That is the only reason, the only understanding that is a perfect reason to prove that all living beings are our mothers. What is the nature of our mind? Our mind is the nature of clarity. It is the nature of clarity. It is a formless continuum. It has no shape, it has no color, but it functions to perceive, to understand, to cognize, to know. That is the mind. It is the only phenomenon in the entire universe that possesses this quality. Artificial intelligence does not possess this quality. Computers do not possess this quality. Electricity and so forth do not possess the quality of a mind. The quality of a mind is that it is able to, it has the capacity, the ability to cognize, to perceive, to feel, to calculate, to think, to understand. And its nature is clarity. It is lacking any materiality. It has no material qualities whatsoever. And each one of us has a mind. Have you noticed? You have a mind. We all possess a mind. Now, probably 100% of our life, often, we are neglecting our mind. We are not thinking about our mind itself. We are using our mind. We are using it to do many, many things. But we're not actually thinking about our mind. It's only until we meet Buddha's teachings that someone explains about our mind to us. It's true, isn't it? Even if you're a psychologist, psychiatrist, even if your work is all about the mind, no one has clearly explained to you the nature and function of the mind. No one. No one has done that yet. Only Buddha, the supreme inner scientist, has explained the nature and function of mind. So, anyway, this class is no time to explain all this, but when you get the opportunity, please get your teacher to give you a course called How to Understand the Mind from Venerable Geshe Kelsang's book, How to Understand the Mind, so that you can understand clearly your own mind, the nature of your own mind. When you understand this through your own experience, you will have no doubts whatsoever about the truth of this teaching that all living beings are our mothers. You have no doubts in your mind at all. Here in modern Buddhism, the meditation that we do, having understood about our mind, goes like this. Since it is impossible to find a beginning to my mental continuum, it follows that I have taken countless rebirths in the past. And if I have had countless rebirths, I must have had countless mothers. Where are all these mothers now? They're all the living beings alive today. Very simple, very simple. When we understand the nature and function of our mind, we understand that the mind is an unbroken continuum of mental cognitions. One thought, one feeling immediately follows another in an unbroken continuum that has no beginning. Even Buddha Shakyamuni could not find a beginning to the continuums of the minds of all living beings. With his omniscient clairvoyance, he looked. He couldn't find a beginning. There's no beginning. We like to think about beginnings, don't we? The beginning of the universe and so forth. But you cannot find a beginning. Everything that begins has to have been caused by something else, doesn't it? So therefore, there is no beginning. Each beginning is caused by another something else, like this. So beginningless. The mind is no beginning. So we've had countless past lives. We'll have countless future lives. In all of our countless past lives, somebody gave birth to us. Who was that? It was our mother of that life. Where are they now? They died and took rebirth as all the living beings around us. So even though we've heard this teaching many times, I'm sure many of you have heard it many, many times, please think about it deeply until it touches your heart, it moves your mind, and you think, oh, it's true. It's true, actually. You know, these animals, these people, they're actually my mothers. They're my mothers of previous lives. So this understanding is the key to developing the mind of enlightenment, bodhicitta, actually. It's key. If we can't get hold of this key, we can't unlock the door, we can't open the door, we can't go through the door, we can't progress on the path to enlightenment. We must get this. So if you're stuck here, if you're still stuck, you need to do further contemplation, further meditation on the nature and function of your mind. If that still doesn't work, simply make a decision. I will adopt this beneficial belief. Even if that doesn't make any sense to me, I will believe. I'll simply believe. This is a perfect wisdom mind called correct belief. Okay? Much better if you can get a realization of your mind, but if you can't, doesn't matter. Just believe. All living beings are my mothers. And by the way, this is a belief we hold privately in our heart. We are not going around telling everybody, you are my mother, you are my mother. People will think we're very strange if we do this. Unless we're Buddhists, of course, Mahayana Buddhists. So the thing is, a correct belief is enough at this point. You don't need to necessarily go into all the logical reasonings. Anyway, we repeat this meditation over and over again until we spontaneously believe that all living beings are our kind mothers. Okay? That's the first step on developing the mind of affection, affectionate love. A warm feeling of being close to all living beings. The first step. If we miss that step, not going to happen. Can't develop, can it? Because the first, you know, steps, they go up, don't they? Or down. To get to the second step, usually you have to get on the first step, don't you? Sometimes you can leap to the second step, but it's better to go to the first step. It's safer on a set of stairs, isn't it? To put your foot on the first step. And then the second step, like this. So this step, such an important step. We mustn't ignore it.